committee meeting Tuesday, September 18th, 2018, 6 p.m. Myself, Alderman Tarullis, Alderman Koch, staff, visiting guests.
Brian's with Verizon.
Yes. I'm really, really excited about that. any citizens' comments? Hearing none. Any questions or corrections for the minutes for approval from August 21st?
Good to me.
Good.
New business number one, PW 2018-82, Verizon lease agreement.
What we have before us is the typical cell phone antenna lease agreement. We've been working on this one for a while, but I think the bottom line is it, the two things to take away is this is array is around the painter's ring, which is around the bottom of the tank, so it'll look a little different. And the terms are first 5 years at, I believe, $2,900 is the starting. 3% increase, and then there's three automatic 5-year renewals. So it'll be a total of 20-year.
Can we use the ring to reduce the amount of mildew around the lower half of the water?
That one gets painted next year.
Sweet. So you put the thing up, and then you'll paint
it. They just power wash it. Hmm.
I know no one really hits the top part of it with baseballs, but does the bottom get hit?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought.
I have two broken windows in my shop, in my office.
I know the kids like... It's a goal. They think they can hit that. They can't even throw it to the top of it. To the round part.
It's 135 foot tall to the top.
Yeah, so they were like about ruining their arms trying to do that. And I didn't know if they could hit the below it probably.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yep, they can.
Maybe Verizon can paint some targets.
I was going to say, they'll take the dishes out.
Come on, boy.
Brian wants nothing to do with paint. That's special paint.
All right, any comments, corrections, whatever?
I have a backyard that I'd... volunteer if they'd like to make a
yeah. I'm okay with you putting an antenna on my house, especially for $2,900 a month.
You got some 100 farm on high back here.
It's great. Okay.
That's starting to be magic.
Peaks to peaks.
Want to talk about it?
You want to talk about it? Oh, are you okay with it?
I'm okay with this one.
It's not on top, it's not going to be an eyesore. Is it going to be red?
No, it'll be. You'll see it. That's, you'll see it. That's why I wanted to mention that it's down below there. It'll look a little different.
I'm not worried in the slightest.
Okay.
I only look up when I have to. I'm all for...
$3,000 a month.
That and the...
reliable coverage.
That and... well, mainly that. Plus, I've been spending, you know, hundreds of dollars a month with Verizon for like the last 15 years. So I'm a very dedicated customer.
Yeah.
It was the only service that I could actually use the phone in my house when I moved to York. That was one of their selling points. Is your phone in your house? All right, consent?
Mm-hmm.
All right, new business number two, Public Works 2018-83, fiscal year 2019, General Vehicle Equipment Fund Budget Amendments.
Yes, we are looking to purchase calcium chloride and a tank to hold the brine, and to do that we will need to a budget amendment, which Rob has outlined quite well.
My only two questions were, is this going to be underneath the lean-to, or where it's going to be exposed?
It's exposed, but and it's a plastic container.
Okay, and then is that sitting directly on the concrete or the gravel, or where are we going
to concrete.
Concrete.
Concrete. Everything is enclosed. We have, this will make a 10,000, a 6,000, and a 3,000 gallon.
This is calcium.
Calcium chloride.
All right, okay.
Cool. Liquid.
So that's, you don't have to have a secondary container for it?
We will.
Okay.
We'll use the 3,000 gallon strictly for the calcium chloride, and then we'll blend it as necessary.
Yeah, everything we got at the lab's got to have secondary containment now, so. Can't do anything with liquid.
Yeah.
So after every season, do you dump the remaining liquid and just keep the solids, or it's stable?
Mm-hmm.
And none of this stuff is going to eat through the bottom of the containers, correct?
Correct, that's why they're
PTFE or whatever?
Yep.
Cool.
HDPE.
Yeah, whatever we can do to avoid having to just rely on salt on with.
Yeah, this just gives us a big jump start, but it just gives us a little longer usable time and a little lower freezing temperature.
Yeah. And it's cheaper than bulk. £48,000 per tank. Yeah, that was one. So the 32% is what you're buying, and then you're diluting it even further.
We're making it.
You're making it.
Correct. So it is in bulk, basically.
Yeah, okay. We're making it.
So calcium chloride.
And then we add up to 10% calcium chloride to the salt, to the brine. We're kind of like a compounding farm.
I was going to say, dude, you're doing right. Just QS with some gray water. All right, I had a bunch of questions for Bart and he answered them all, so I'm cool with it.
Yeah, good.
Anything for you, Saber?
I'm good.
Consent?
Mm-hmm.
New business number 3, 2018-84, Blackberry Woods Phase B development status.
Yeah, so there's a memo in the packet along with the punch list. So right now the city is holding 2 letters of credit against this project. We recently went out and updated a punch list, a long list of items, as you can tell. So the developer has not been very responsive in completing the work. We've had a couple of the more severe violations would be soil erosion and sedimentation control issues for the last couple years. There's a tremendous amount of sediment that's actually entered into the basins in the storm sewer,
yeah.
And we've been on them constantly. We'd do a little bit of work, and then they'd stop, and they'd be right back at the same situation. So that's been a big issue. And then they have not installed street lights yet in Phase B, and that should have been in prior to any occupancy being granted. So we've asked for schedules to complete. They've not provided those. So at this point, staff is recommending that we issue a letter of default and start the process of calling the letters of credit. Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel about this.
Did we do this once before with these guys?
We did.
Not
with this developer.
Phase A, we did.
So, yeah, we were going to, and then they got their. It never had to be called, did it?
No, oh. We called it.
Okay.
I was thinking of that.
Yeah, motivated them.
So the front side, or Phase A, we ended up calling that letter of credits.
Okay.
And the city took the funds and completed the work. So it would be a similar process.
So get them.
Call it.
Get it.
Do what you say you're going to do.
Consent.
Consent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Favorite topic, new business number 4, Public Works 2018-85, Whispering Meadows, completion of improvements update.
Yeah, so just kind of a summary memo on where things are at within the development. If you recall, we're doing roughly $1 million or slightly over $1 million worth of work. The major work items have been done. We're kind of down to those punch list items. We've issued a punch list to the contractor. We've met with the contractor. They fully understand what they need to do, and this has been ongoing for a while. Restoration is still an issue. It tends to be an issue on these types of projects. It's always a little bit of a pain, but they supposedly were out there. They seeded the work. We'll keep an eye on it. There are certain requirements in the contract. If it doesn't match those items, then they have to reseed, and we won't accept it. So basically, it has to be a full, uniform stain of grass. And if there's not, they have to continue, doing it. There's still a little bit of concrete repair work that needs to happen. Some of the work, there were some default items with it, so they just have to repair it, which is not unusual. A couple pavement repairs. They discovered an issue at a manhole when they did the sewer televising. So that's just something they need to repair, and they're working on that. And then they did make the street light repairs out there. We just need them to check, double check some things out there based on their work. So we're down to a few items. We're pushing hard to try to get them done. And we're in constant communication with them to wrap it up here.
Cool. What was the sewer repair? Was it the...
There was, they found basically a leak in one of the manholes, which is not, it's not totally unusual. Especially with something that's been in the ground for 15 years, but they just have to grout around it to, basically kind of seize it up, if you will.
So it's leaking the top down, not from the bottom?
I think it's down toward the bottom.
It's leaking in.
Yeah, it's leaking. Basically, groundwater's coming in, so we're trying to prevent groundwater from entering the sewer.
Seepage.
There you go.
Oh, you're not.
Cool.
Well, we are excited to have them totally out, y'all. all of the complaints I've had have just been about, it's not even about the fact that there's no grass, it's the big elephant ear ones, the weeds.
The velvet weeds.
Yeah, no, they should have been out and pulled all those. Is that?
As far as I know, they're okay. I haven't got any more emails since the last time that I forwarded to you. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
I think it's kind of incredible the speed that all the work that went in there to get it all done and get it done one season. That's that was a huge undertaking.
It was only 3 weeks of paving.
Yeah. Yes.
Grinding, oiling, paving, finishing.
Yeah.
So everybody in my neighborhood is now super fans of City of Yorkville, at least as far as that respect.
Yeah, there's a couple.
Yeah, there are a couple.
I was gonna say I would.
Yeah, there's a couple. Well,
and the only complaints I really got was, you took away my sidewalk. What about the bus stop? Your kids are all in college, and it's.
Oh, it doesn't matter to them.
It's a whole new world in there. Super fun speed through there too. So thank you for your work on that, everybody, for real. New business. Siever, you had 9 things.
That was just informational.
Things seem to be going well on the bike path. I have nothing to report.
I haven't seen any cars driving out there.
No, we did put up all the signs.
I did see that guy with the speed skates and the sticks. Mm. He's back. Getting ready for
the Winter Olympics.
Nice.
He's definitely dressing the part. A lot of fluorescence. Mm-hmm. That's good. Did you bring it in, Ken? I only have the one thing, the curve at the spinner on Cannonball.
Yep.
That, you know, it keeps chipping away. Is there a way to do a small piece of asphalt right there?
No.
Just gotta wait
I'll
till
tell you why. Because then they'll use that as asphalt and we'll grab it further and pretty soon it becomes
a
pull
bit.
Off.
Okay.
And then.
All right. Because that one.
Continually. We.
Yeah, the other day it was a littler car way in front of me. They were braking and the front wheel went on it. They pulled off and then the back wheel went down on it and it sprayed rocks up. I'm like, oh, so that's where all the rocks go. So it's now turned into a little bit of a.
Yep, and we'll continually fill it. If we make it bigger, the speeds just get higher.
Yeah. That's what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I've almost died coming the other way.
Right.
Because when it's wet, people tend to spin out. All right, I think we're good. Meeting adjourned.
Excellent.
Wow.